Now, joining us, an old friend, Colette Talbot, and she is a familiar voice on the programme about her, all the work she does together for Homeless, but also her trips to Ukraine. And you're heading again.
Good morning, Declan. Yes, we're heading 2 weeks today. Two weeks today, we're heading off.
Right, and you're bringing some volunteers with you as well, which you'll tell us about in a second.
So we've recruited another few volunteers for this trip. So we have Andy, and we have the fabulous Rex, the German Shepherd, and the wonderful Nick Reed, who's been doing a lot of fundraising for the cause in Ukraine.
And the purpose of your visit this time is what?
I don't like to say that any one trip is more important than the other, but this trip, I think, is one of the most vital trips we will have made, and it's to get humanitarian aid into the most eastern regions of the country, where they're struggling for food, water, electricity, basically.
And we'll That's also a be pretty dangerous part of the world.
It is, and I've worked from the border for most of my trips, but this trip we'll be staying in Kyiv. We won't be travelling, we'll be travelling 40 minutes either side of Kyiv where we have to. We will visit Bucha and Irpin, but we have fantastic contacts there now who are getting aid to the front line every day of the week, working tirelessly on the ground. They will come and collect the aid from us, and they will get it to the most vulnerable on the front line.
Brilliant. We leave Rex for the moment and have a chat with the lads. Nick, what's making you do this?
I must say, Colette is an amazing person, what she does. So it's great for us to have the opportunity to go and support her. For me, I think there's a lot of pontification and hesitation with what's going on in EU politicians. No one's making a real decision. And I think we can't change the politics of what's going out there, but we can certainly make a difference by going out there and helping with helping the orphanages and the medical aid and everything else that goes on there. I'm also kind of, you know, as you say, it's a dangerous place out there, so we have to, changing landscape, we will make decisions on the ground when we're out there, linking in with Colette's contacts as well. So I'm very much a kind of keeping a kind of security eye on things as well, and you know, we won't take the risks, but we'll do it as much as we can in the short time that we're out
right,
there.
Right, there's a meeting today in Germany about tanks or no tanks.
There is, and it's trying to get the license for the Leopard, to use the Leopard main battle tank. So yeah. We'll have to see, but I say that will take a long time to come through. In the meantime, if we can get out there, add our support to people who desperately need it, then that will be a good thing.
Right, Andy?
Yeah, well, basically, same thing. Seeing someone that's doing something, it's really important to support all of these things. If you can do something, do it. That's what I say. So that's why I said to Colette, it's like, I'll drive out there. Let's get as much aid out there as possibly can, because it's just normal people that need the help.
And what about, I suppose, the dangers that we hear a lot about?
The dangers, obviously, it is a real danger, but as long as you're looking at what's going on, keep up to date with all the news and everything like that, you can risk assess everything.
Yes, and best of luck with that, by the way. And we come back to Colette in a second. But Ala Savchenko is with us as well, who's, I believe, a student here at BIFI from Ukraine. You're very welcome. Thanks, Ala.
Hello, thank you. Yeah, I'm a student. I'm doing a business management course, level 6.
And how come you arrived in Ireland?
I came because of Circustom, in the world. So I came in March. So actually here in college, main focus of the course is to improve my business English skills, and of course to gain some business skills and qualifications.
And what's life back home in Ukraine?
Back home to Ukraine?
Yeah, no, do you know what circumstances are there now in your home?
It's bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not good, but hopefully soon.
Sometime it will improve. Well, how's the studies going? Okay.
It's very nice, especially because of teachers. Yeah, this attitude, and I'm really lucky to be here. Our teacher is Sarah King, Shirley Brooks. You know, it's just wow.
Had you much English before you arrived?
A little bit, yeah. It's
but
getting,
it's improving.
It's getting better, yeah.
Well, all the very best. When do you hope to qualify then?
In May,
May, right. Well, fingers crossed, Ella, and best of luck with the studies. Are there many of your country people here in...
Actually, I don't feel in the college as I'm in Ireland. I feel myself as in Ukraine because a lot of Ukrainians here.
Very good. Okay. Well, as I say, the best of luck to you and your fellow Ukrainians studying hard as well. And hopefully you make a great contribution as well to Ireland, which...
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you to Ireland and Irish people for these opportunities.
Very good. Colette?
Yes.
What can we say to you? The very best of luck.
Thank you so much. Could I just say, Declan, that if anybody wants to donate, if they go on to the page Wicklow Aid for Ukraine, it's the number 4 in it. We have a link up to our GoFundMe, and also people can donate through Revolut or PayPal, and we will have the posters around Greystones and Bray over the next week.
Okay. Well, best of luck to yourself
and to Andy
and Nick, and stay safe and keep us informed. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.